Sure.
Okay, sir, could you please state your, excuse me, your full name and your agency number first for the record?
Valentino Romero,
05-6943. Okay, Mr. Romero, you came before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I am going to introduce you to the board members protecting your hearing, okay?
Yes, sir.
You have the Honorable Luis Quinones down to my left, the Honorable David Moore coming down the line. To my immediate left, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. Sir, is there a door or something in there you can close because it's kind of loud behind you?
Well, that's for the CO3.
Yeah, is your CO3 there?
Until you hear what they say.
Ms. Dressel? Ms. Dressel?
Yes?
They want to talk to you.
Ms. CO3, we just wanted you to know that this hearing is recorded, and when you are talking, you're talking in the background, we can hear everything you say, and it's going on the record. So,
I apologize.
Just wondering if you could just keep it down a little bit in the room. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right, sir. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead today, sir. We are actually appealing before this board for an absolute discharge on arrest or regular parole. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, according to your institutional progress report, it says that states you have a plumbing job when you're released. It says that you don't need any counseling and you will be residing with your brother, Angels, at 7402 West Vermont Avenue in Glendale. Your brother will help you get what you need to get things going. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir.
Yes,
sir. It also shows that your last disciplinary action was in 2014, which was obstructing staff, which was a minor. What was that about, sir?
I got obstructed and they wanted me to give them the facts on it, and I just told them that I didn't know what it would hit me. So quickly, I didn't see who to deal with, and I didn't know what to tell him on this.
Okay. So did they move you out of, they move you from that location as a result of that?
They moved me out of there and put me in Lexington, Lexington.
Okay. So, sir, you are, what, 51 years old now?
Yes, sir.
And how much time have you served in prison?
I mean, I got 25 in.
You got 25 in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you are actually in there on several counts of aggravated assault and an endangerment.
Yes,
and I think that you are now on your last sentence of endangerment, which is a 3-year sentence. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You've been before this board on several times, sir. It looks like in 2014 you were paroled to your next consecutive sentence, in which you're now currently, this is your last sentence that you actually are serving. Is that your understanding?
Yes, sir.
You have taken some programs since you've been incarcerated, but your last program was a reentry program you took in July of 18.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have taken some programs, but you haven't taken a lot of programs. Is there a reason why?
I took my education and everything, the mandatory stuff to have to take care of, and then I've been employed. After my sentence, I've been custody or employed.
Well, according to the information that we have here in the precinct's report, this is actually an incident that occurred back in October of 1993. It appears that it was gang related. You guys pulled up into, I believe it was a trailer court, and once someone was on one side of the street, someone's on the other side. Some words took place, and then there was a bottle thrown and shots fired. What happened, sir?
My mom's case, so I went and I started staying and keeping my nose out of it. I went to see what was going on, and I thought we were going to fight because it was what I remember, but coming back to a daughter, man, some shit happened, and that was the result of the aggravated assault that they convicted me on.
So, Mr. Romero, what has changed, you know, since that time you've been in prison 25 years? What has changed? What have you learned in that time, sir?
I've lost a lot of family members. That's the biggest change in my life. My mom and dad, growing up, I could have done anything differently. I would have done where I'm sitting at now. But I had to deal with it, and this is as far as I've come already. I wish I could have done anything different than what I did before, but I can't change the past. I can just move forward and try to get the rest of my life that I have just enough on the side.
So, were you a member of the Board of Brothers? Did you have some STG affiliation while you were incarcerated, sir?
When I was in West Ham, I got STG. I talked to the SSC or whatever, asking from all the time they got done, all the way from centuries, and all the way down, working my legs, all the way down to minimum, why did I get to this side and you got STG? When I'm not involved in none of this, I wouldn't get involved in none of this politics issue. So before I got a chance to get that STG off my jacket, they moved me over here because I had talked to a sergeant, Basuto, that was SSU, and he was going to help me out to get that off of me since I was I don't stay in touch with nobody, I'm not in contact with nobody, and I never got involved in all that.
So did you have a problem with the New Mexico Mafia?
I've had my running with them.
What?
I've had my running with them.
So you weren't a member of the Board of Brothers? You weren't a member of any STG? Did you have any affiliations with STGs?
No, sir. That was the first STG ever. That's why I was surprised that I got to know him at West Ham, and all of a sudden I got STG from all the time that I've done. That's the first time.
So you have some relatives that's related that's kind of caused you some problems with STGs?
Yes, sir. There you go.
Okay.
So I got cousins and an nephew that I'm born that I don't even keep in touch with because they chose a side already, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where my problems came up.
Mm-hmm. So is there a reason why you said you could stay with your brother, but is there a reason why your brother didn't come to your hearing today?
Well, because it was like the last board members that I talked to, I put myself in this situation, and I didn't want them to get the ropes of it. If I didn't make the tour board, like I was in June, I had my ERC, so, and in June, I had my ERC coming up too, so I didn't want them to get excited as to if I would get out of that or to get disappointed, you know what I mean, since situation that I've been writing up on myself and seeing you put board members on my own, so I don't have to drag them into it because I've already turned them enough.
So you have a parole eligibility date that looks like I see a July of July 16th of July 26th of 2019. Is that what you were referring to?
No, I have a ERC in June 20th.
So yeah, because I'm not sure on that. I saw that you got a ERC date of March 16th of 2020. And the SED date of January 23rd, 2021.
Well, the counselor, my counselor here, she said in June I have an ERC. She had me do my release packet already.
Right.
So that's why she was trying to get to the central office. She said that everything's getting worked out, but the June 20th was my ERC date.
All right.
This year.
All right, well, that's something that, you know, they just have an updated file from what I can see that we have on there. So well, you have an early release credit date of June, then you're only like 4 months away.
Yes, sir.
So you started that packet of information already, sir?
Yes, sir.
You managing to stay out of trouble in between that time?
Yes, I have, sir.
That's probably the difficult thing to do right now, huh?
It's you can go up or you stay in the same road that you came in on, so I just go up. I'm too old for this, and I'm just trying to get taxes just to get my life started again, and still working on the negative. They're trying to remind me.
So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Just a simple question. Mr. Romero?
Yes, sir.
It's just more of a curiosity because you did receive parole to your next consecutive sentence more than once, correct?
Yes, sir.
How many times were you paroled to your next?
I was paroled one, two, and then the one on the 17th, when they prepared me over to my last three.
Okay, and so were your original charges, did they add up to 51 years if you'd done them all?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was looking at two different documents. And so with you being eligible, if time comp is correct this year, then you will have done how many years? 25 and a half years.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for straightening that out for me. It's certainly not anything personal. I just want to understand, like, how far you've come. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Romero, when you were describing what happened that day, you said the gun came out and the shooting started. Whose gun was it?
The first gun that came out was the people from across the street.
Okay.
And then that's when the guns from my side came out.
Okay, and whose gun were they? Or whose guns?
The only gun that I had was one of my friends that was with me that didn't get convicted. So
it wasn't your
gun.
It wasn't your gun?
No, ma'am.
But you just had it?
Yes, ma'am.
But you say you were on parole at the time?
I had just got off parole at the time.
Okay.
So the gun you had, the Uzi, sir, that was in the trunk?
The Uzi that was in the trunk. No weapons were even recovered, but the only thing that came out of that from my trunk was a handgun.
Okay.
And so
Okay, well, Mr. Romero, the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before the board goes into discussion?
No, I'd just like to thank you guys for taking the time to come see me. I mean, I've got a lot more point people to see me than myself, so I appreciate your time, and I'm sorry I was late because they never gave me a pass, and I didn't know what time to see who I was going to be, so I appreciate it.
Well, Mr. Romero, we think that every person that comes before this board is important, so you're just as important to us as the next person. We want to, you know, see everybody have the opportunity to get out and do well and, you know, never have to come back before this board again. So I don't want you to feel like you are not important to us, but you are, sir, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So, Mr. Romero, the board's going to go into discussion at this time. So, while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I'm going to also ask you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
The board is now going into the discussion. Although our documentation says something different, Mr. Romero says he has a release credit date of June of 2019, which is only 4 months away from now. So if he has a release date and he says he's already working with the CO3, he's put in his release papers and started his process already, I think he needs to just go ahead and complete that, if that's the process that he's in now. Although we do have a different date on our phone. But if that's the case, certainly I would think that it would be best for Mr. Romero to go ahead and complete his time. And when he gets out, he'll be free and hopefully never have to come back before this board again. Mr. Quinones.
Yes, I just want to concur, and I think he's been shown tremendous leniency by the system, and it's probably appropriate to just finish out his time.
Therefore, I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. Romero, absolute discharge, regular parole, and home arrest. I am going to also ask for, not ask for a one-year setup.
Yeah.
I am going to go with the 6 months in case just in case he doesn't get out in June, in 4 months, that he'll have the opportunity to come back before this board and we could look at it in 6 months, and hopefully in 6 months he won't come back because he'll be out there free and on his own and doing some plumbing work and being with his brother and family and eating some good food and enjoying life. Okay? So that would be my motion at this time.
I'll second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Dale. We did not for 1 year setup. Type of release denied is going to be 412A311 on arrest. The reason, I don't want to mark the reasons for denial, is that I'm going to mark trauma and age of the victim, that there were multiple victims. It was a serious and violent offense. I'm not going to mark for no release plan or for no family community support, because he did say he had some support of his brother, and if he's looking at getting out in 4 months, that would be it. Okay, sir. Did you hear the comments coming from the board, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the board is ready to go ahead and revoke your community revoke, to deny you a parole or absolute discharge at this time, sir. We're not asking for a one-year setup. We're going to go with a 6 months, so that if everything's in place for you to get out, and I believe you said June, if you've already started that, then you'll get out in June in case things don't go, because our paperwork shows a little different. In case that doesn't work out, then you'll be able to come back before this board in 6 months, and then we can talk about it and deal with the situation at that time. But hopefully you won't come back before this board, sir. We want to see you again, and you'll have a happy, productive life. We want to wish you the best and wish you, you know, much success once you get out, sir.
I don't see you guys either.
Okay. We appreciate that.